This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Miles. I just want to say thank you for being committed enough to suffer alongside of us. You know, we really appreciate your sticking it out with us. At least you're getting paid for the suffering while we're still doing it for free.
Thank you, Miles, for saving me money from having to buy a new jersey.
I've got one thing to say about the Miles Garrett situation.
Money, 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 money. Everybody's got a time.
What a laugh. That's the Covenant Hotline. Those were our Covenant Hotlines.
Just happened over the break.
Like,
yeah,
3 minutes. That was good. His entrance into the Royal Rumble 92, outstanding. He was only there for like 30 seconds, but a great entrance with Sensational Sherry. Rest in peace. Outstanding. By the way, choose Click Cruise at MontroseFord.com to listen back to any of our segments from the last 72 hours. When you use the rewind function on the free Odyssey app, and when you get the free Odyssey app, you can use the Coming In Hotline. It's right next to the Listen Live button. So you can rewind. You can go ahead and use the Coming In Hotline. Get out what you want to get out, whether or not you think that Miles owes us an apology, as some people do, whether or not you just want to thank Miles, whether or not like you were one that, with the one caller and just said that, well, at least he's getting paid to deal with all this. At least he's getting paid to go through all this. Okay, there you go. John Phillips says Miles is a fraud. Hands down, it was always about the money. Called him a fraud, Tone. Called him a fraud. Is he a fraud?
I can see how some people think that because the only messaging we was hearing from Miles was, you know, directly.
How do you spin it? Do you address that? Do you have that in mind when you address it?
Why I'm surprised there hasn't been more of a statement from Miles where you can see him talk, maybe in an interview setting or maybe just a nice message to the fans. I'm a little surprised by that. Do I think it matters? Like, do I need that? No, but there clearly are some fans.
Well,
that I think that might win them over a little bit right now.
You go to Aditi and what she had said, what she had written. You know, there's a lot of things that maybe we say some things at times that maybe we say emotionally we didn't mean it at times. Because you remember here, you know, this is interesting. When Aditi had written on Twitter on Friday, and we just had Aditi on at 7:20 this morning. Another reason to go back to the rewind function on the free Odyssey app. Now, I want you to hear this again. She wrote, when Miles Garrett was playing through injuries to both feet, a thigh, and an Achilles this year, he told our NFL and CBS crew how bothered he was that certain Browns teammates weren't giving better energy. He said he had called out offensive teammates for their body language, and when I asked why, if he was so irritated, he didn't just have the surgery, he said, quote, I want to win. This is my purpose until it's not, end quote. That was the first half of the tweet, and then she wrote about the other things that he was interested in. But let me highlight that for just a second. Not trying to put the mouth on Aditi, trying to highlight something here. You know, what he said then, that can be a very emotionally charged thing. Because you remember what Joel Bitonio had told Jeremy Fowler about the offense. So you could be on the other side going, what is it with these guys? They keep turning it over. And then remember when they showed, when Amari Cooper was here, and they showed his reaction to a couple of plays by, remember, Deshaun Watson and a couple of things where he looked like he was annoyed, that Amari was annoyed by what's going on. Well, when you have this system that really isn't a system, and it seemed doomed from the very beginning, it's going to frustrate a lot of people. If I know or don't know, and Miles probably should have known before he said these things, so that doesn't wash, but whether you know or don't know, you're still going to be frustrated over the spot. You know, if he said that in November or the last time he had said that to the NFL and CBS crew with Aditi and everybody, I would like to say that things change. I can also say to you that I'm a red-blooded American, just like anybody else. And life-changing money will make us very understanding about things now, won't it? As long as he plays up to what his level is. What's Miles' level? 14 to 18 sacks a year.
Sure. Yeah.
Probably 16. Split it down the middle, say 15, just so we're on the record about it. If he gets 15 sacks next year, and the Browns are better, I don't know how they can be any worse, can I be critical of him? Can I be critical?
Well, boy, I do think there will be...
So as long as he holds up his end of the bargain...
I do think there will be people that, once he got this deal, are now saying he has to be even better than he's been.
Okay, because I thought you were going to go in a different direction. I was ready to answer something you didn't even say. How much better does he have to be? This is what you're paying for. This is the price of what you're paying for. The 16 sacks a year, 15 sacks a year plus is what you're paying for. That's the going rate now. You want 16 sacks a year, it's $40 million. You're paid for it now. It's not a bonus. So that's where he sets the market. And if we're looking for anything else as far as leadership, I will say it to him blue in the face. Not even being mean-spirited, not even as in a knock. He's not a leader. I've never accused him of being one. I think anytime he's tried to show leadership, heart, soul type of leadership, it's been too little too late. I don't think he's ever been that guy. And that's fine. As long as he plays his level, I know that a guy who's taken number one overall, you expect the entire package. No, that part ain't there. He is not a leader. And I think that if you are expecting him to be a leader, you're getting yourself ready to be really upset. The leader has to...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
To come from, I don't know if it's going to be Kyler Murray, like the one caller had said, or like in the possible trade or anything like that. I think the leaders, again, played college football last year. I mean, you can be mad, because I don't think this team is going to be still, as of right now, tops. Okay, I'll give you six. You cut down on the turnovers, I'll give you six. That's still not a playoff team. That's still a team that gets a lot of people let go. Am I going to be yelling at Miles? Well, if Miles ends up contradicting himself between now and then, maybe. But I can go back and say, I told you in March of 2025 and 24 and 23 and 22, I've never accused him of being a leader. And I don't think that this contract, this is his second contract, hasn't changed anything. What would you say to Miles if you could say something to Miles? If he's listening right now, if you knew he was sitting next to us right now, well, that'd be a hell of a reveal.
Well, I'd love to ask him in a truthful moment. Like, did the Browns offer change at all? Did it change? But I want to thank Miles for at least ending this saga that he could have prolonged, you know, the misery for Browns fans. I mean, the mini camp stuff, the OTAs, training camp, and then the season. All these different benchmarks of times where we would have been sitting here stewing about the fact that this hadn't been resolved.
Mike and Stowe, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well, Mike. Go ahead.
So, look, you're not going to expect where this is coming from, but I want to tell Mr. Garrett that I wish he would have gone about this better, because I was really hoping this would work out. And I love Miles Garrett, and I love the Browns. I'll say that first. But I can't stand Andrew Berry, and I think he's terrible at what he does. So the best thing to happen was going to be for Miles to leave so we could get this dumpster fire all the way up and get it done. Because, look, we're not going to beat – it's going to be tough to compete against the quarterbacks in this division for a couple more years, not to mention that guy named Mahomes. So I really think, as much as I don't want to wait a couple of years, we really ought to be building the bigger picture for – down a couple years when we really could barely compete against these tough teams, because we're just so far away. We're up against the cap and all this thing. So I would simply tell Miles, I really wish you would have gone about this better. I wished you the best. But, man, if you could have gotten Andrew Berry fired, I would have
happier. You're the type of fan I have to talk about that it's a very unpopular thing to be, where you are a fan of your team, but you're going to want them to lose then.
Ken, middle of the road season is the worst thing that can happen to us. We win. I hear people on, we can win 7 or 8 games next year. And I'm like, what is that going to do for us? Not a stinking ass thing. It's going to put us in the middle of the draft where we, you know, just that's not what's going to help us. I hate to say it. We've been through this. Not that we're good at losing and then building a team. We've done this 3 times. It's never worked. But look,
I know. That's what I was going to fire away with. You know that.
I know that, but look, this guy can't draft, Ken. He's got 1 All-Pro in 5 years. I don't need any more litmus. I don't need any more records.
Yeah.
I don't need it. And he put us up against when he's thing, he had everything. And now I know we got a lot of draft capital in a draft when you don't really, you know, I don't know. Hopefully he used it right. But I'm not a down fan. I want them to win so bad.
Look at it this way, Mike. And thank you, because I'm telling you right now, you're going to be a very unpopular person at your buddy's houses and stuff like that during these games. Okay? But I'll tell you this.
It's going to be a yard work season. We're not that good.
Well, as of right now, let me tell you this, because I think that things do look differently depending on what they do. The movie isn't done yet. The book isn't finished. Whatever other analogy I can pull out of my ass at some certain time. This is only the beginning of this. So if they go and they get a veteran QB, who's a veteran QB you could stomach right now? Off the top of your head, Tone, give me a veteran QB you could stomach right off the top of your head. Anybody in the room or in the hallway, anybody, can you give me a name that you could stomach?
I got a good one.
To start the season.
Go ahead.
You're going to be mad. Jimmy G, baby.
Okay, Jimmy G, fine. Why do I be mad? There's no point of being mad at any of these guys. Start the season with Jimmy G. You end the season with Shador Sanders. You finish 8-9. Shador looks good. You mad? Got a little bit of hope? He doesn't like that.
I think you'd have hope, yeah.
Now the previous caller, Mike, don't like that. But I like to say, hey, wait a minute. I'd rather use that as a springboard than we've had these situations play out before. New general manager, new people coming in. Like, I'm not going to sit there and defend Andrew Berry's draft record, but damn it, it's got to go on for something here. Like, we got to make things a little bit better. And in the worst-case scenario here for a guy like Mike, as Limas said earlier, we could do all this again next year. He could want a trade next year. And then the new general manager who will come in will say, yeah, well, we'll give you your trade now. He has a no-trade clause. But again, the only teams that are going to want to trade for Miles Garrett are the same teams that we want to trade for Miles Garrett this year. Competitive ball clubs willing to give up a first-round pick. You might not get the same return because it'll be 30, but competitive ball clubs willing to give up a first-round pick. So you go, you make a deal, depending on how that works. And I know, it would be so prohibitive because of the dead cap hit even more so. But again, you're punting on cap and stuff now, so you don't care about that. And so a new general manager is willing to make that choice, and then you don't have to have Andrew Berry make the picks with the first-round picks that you get back. Because to a guy like Mike, giving more first-round picks to Andrew Berry is just throwing them away. So that's the positive out of it. And as far as money, no one cares about the money he's being paid. It ain't mine. And we have a salary cap, allegedly. So if you could say anything to Miles right now, what would you say?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.